We know that diet is very important in the body. Obviously, it's very important in terms of physiology. We know how important proteins, lipids, and carbohydrates are. And we also know that vitamins are important, and minerals and ions such as sodium and potassium, etc. But I'd like to talk a little bit about other chemicals which are found in food. And these other chemicals are known as phytochemicals. And there's now quite a lot of research being done into these. What they are is, in general, they're molecules and they're found in plants. And plants use them to protect themselves against attack by things such as predators, such as insects or microorganisms. And a lot of research has looked at them and they fall into different categories. The main categories being things called polyphenols. These tend to be found in brightly coloured fruits, terpenes. These very often give us the smell of things such as citrus foods. Sulfur compounds, these are characteristic odor associated with, say, garlic, and another group called saponins. We now know there are over 4,000 identified polyphenols found in things such as red wine, green tea, grapes, and berries. And these tend to be what cause the characteristic taste of foods. They'll often give them a bitter or kind of astringent flavor. And the research that's being done is looking at the high levels of the different types of phytochemicals found in different foods and looking at their roles, particularly in fighting diseases such as cancer, and many other ones are found actually to be good at preventing things like inflammation. So what you need to do now is think about these different vegetables and fruits, think what's contained in them, and see if it would have any role in helping prevent the development of certain diseases or maybe treat diseases.